This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said emphasis has been laid on labour-intensive sectors with special focus on MSMEs. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha this evening.
We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down, and states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
Refuting the opposition's allegations that the budget is silent about the employment generation, the finance minister said animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, AVGC sector, is also going to generate employment opportunities in the country in coming years. Earlier participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the budget is centred around artificial intelligence, AI, and expressed apprehension that lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector. The Rajya Sabha also held discussion on the Union Budget. Later, both the houses were adjourned for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the discussion on the Union Budget. The Minister was talking to reporters in Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of making false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
We are going to file a privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
The no-confidence motion notice given by the Congress-led opposition parties against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be considered in the second phase of the budget session. The second phase of budget session is scheduled to start from the 9th of March and will continue till the 2nd of April. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has identified certain shortcomings in the notice of no-confidence motion submitted by opposition MPs seeking removal of Mr. Birla from the office of Speaker of Lok Sabha. However, Speaker Om Birla has directed the Secretariat to rectify the deficiencies in the notice and proceed in accordance with established procedures. He has also ordered prompt action in the matter as per the rules. The United Nations emphasized that safe, inclusive and meaningful participation in public life is a fundamental right for all in Bangladesh as the country prepares for the 13th National Parliamentary Election tomorrow. This includes women and girls, women with disabilities, minority women and gender diverse individuals. The UN highlighted concerns from women's groups about violence and harassment of candidates and voters, including cyberbullying, deepfakes and AI altered abuse. The agriculture sector has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, former director of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, Ashok Kumar Singh, said the deal was signed taking the interests of farmers into account. He added that the reduction of tariffs from 50% to 18% will boost the export of Indian goods, including items like basmati rice, soybean oil and preserved and packaged fruit. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies were 126 for 4 in the 14th over against England in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai, when reports last came in. England won the toss and elected to bowl first. In another match, Australia defeated Ireland by 67 runs in Colombo this evening, while South Africa defeated Afghanistan in a double super over thriller in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.